Welcome, everybody. This is Anthony Reed with Pastorables Incidents in Action. Doing it a little different here. We got a podcast and a podcast for the people on Facebook and those who don't have the podcast streaming platforms. So I'm your host, Anthony Reed. I am the owner of Pastorables Incidents in Action. On Facebook, and we're just trying something a little different here. This is a pilot episode for me to come to you guys and to let you guys know kind of who I am, kind of what my background is, and why I'm doing this, and why I am able to do this, and just trying something different here, just stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm not much of a talker. I'm just trying to do some different things in 2023. I appreciate the feedback, guys. I understand that we have some people here this morning. So feel free to ask questions. I am just starting this out. So this is just something I'm doing here just to kind of see how it's going to work out. And so, like I said, we are live on Facebook here. We are live also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere that you get your podcast from. So I'm monitoring the comments on Facebook here. I see that we're live. We got some people commenting on there, I think, right now. Let's just kind of see how this is going to work out. I'm just monitoring the video. Sounds like the video is pretty good. This is incidents and action that has to do with the city of Paso Robles. I see some people commenting on the incident side of my page. I said, Christy Fowler says, hello. Hope this goes well for you. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate the support. So we're doing things a little different around here. So I'm just trying to see what I can do, what's going to work, what doesn't work. And like I said, I appreciate the feedback. So on this podcast and on this live incident page on Facebook, you will see car accident reports, anything newsworthy that happens in the city of Paso from the Paso Robles Police Department, Paso Robles Fire Department, and also the Paso Robles Emergency Services Department, which is all one department. And so I have a great rapport with them. I've been doing the reporting for Paso Robles incidents for the last 5 years, since July of 2017, I believe. Like I said, I appreciate the feedback, guys. I really do. I'm just looking for different ways, different avenues to do things. And so the only way I know how to do that is to step outside the box. So let's look at some of the Facebook comments here that we got going on. Barbara Reed Williams says, just wanted to thank you for sharing all that you are able to share. You keep us informed. Appreciate the support, Barbara, as well. And you're a longtime friend, a family friend of mine. And we appreciate your support as well. So if you guys are having issues viewing this podcast, or you guys are having issues finding the Live with Paso Robles Incidents page, feel free to let me know. Send me an email at a.reed39@yahoo.com. That is my personal email address, and I'll spell that again for you. A as in apple, dot, and what I mean by dot is the period, and then my last name, R-E-E-D, Reed, and then the number 39, and then @yahoo.com. So like I said, feel free to have me, or to email me, and we'll get you what you need. And I see some other people joining on here as well. So I see a couple people that I know personally too. So they're supporting me as well. So yeah, this is what we got going on, guys. It's not going to be very long. I just wanted to let you guys know kind of who I am, where I come from. I've been in Paso Robles for the last 28 years. It'll be 28 years this year. That's my whole life. So I've been in Paso Robles, been in the Paso Robles, Templeton area, most of my life in North County, San Miguel. This is what we do. And in the future, as we get going on here, I plan to have some guests on the podcast. On the Facebook side, you'll see them as well. So I have a few people lined up that are going to be coming on here pretty shortly, probably within the next, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks, and we will see where that goes. I plan on reaching out to the fire department and the police department. Maybe we'll have the chief on, the Paschal's police chief, Damien Nord. Maybe we'll have him on, and maybe we'll have the fire chiefs, Jonathan Stornetta, and I believe he's the one of the higher ranking firefighters, Chief Randy Harris. We'll have him probably on as well in the future. So I see some other people joining on the Facebook side. Let me just check the Facebook side to make sure that everything is rocking and rolling like we're supposed to be. Give me 2 seconds here. So, like I said, guys, I really do appreciate the support as we are live on both Paschal's Incidents and Action on Facebook and also the new podcast page, Live with Paschal's Incidents slash Action. So I see one comment on here on the actual live page itself, and that is from Morgan Massey. What's up, big man? Hey, Morgan, how you doing, sir? Hope you're doing well. He was texting me this morning, so it's good to hear from him. And as I say, I can see on the live page that there's 18 people watching, so I appreciate the support there. He's watching me, so I can tell who's watching. So yeah, so like I said, not gonna be on here very long, guys. Just wanted to let you guys in on what I'm doing and who I am and what the idea is. So we're trying something a little different this year. We're trying to do things outside the box, and I'm trying to grow my fan base, grow my website. And as I'm sure that those of you that are on this page, you guys will see that I am very transparent. I don't have anything to hide. I'm not in it for secrets. I'm not in it for anything else other than just to spread community awareness of crime and anything that happened. We are not, and this is just a disclaimer, this is not a government agency. So please don't report any crimes that are happening at that moment. That is what 911 is for, that I'm not. But I do have a rapport with the Emergency Services Department. I have connections with the Sheriff's Department, with CHP, Paso PD, Atascadero Police Department. So it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So we are not, like I said, we are not an LLC. We're not anything like that at all. This is just me just in my community service. And I feel like this is my calling, is to get the news out to people. So that's kind of what we got going on here, guys. And so, like I said, we are going to look into some guests here in the next few weeks or so. Let me flip back to the incident page on Facebook to just see who's commenting over there. Maybe there's somebody who has a question. Let's see. Paschal's Incidents. Action. Go to my live video. And I may be looking down a lot, guys, and that's just because I'm monitoring the comments on my tablet here, so that's why I'm looking down at my. It looks like I'm looking down to the ground, but I'm really not. I know that you guys on the podcast can't see that or hear that, but that's kind of what we got going on here. So, okay, looks like we're all good on the incident side of it. All right. So yeah. So once again, guys, I don't mean to sound like a broken record. This is just a pilot episode, just to let you guys know kind of what's going on here. And let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. We got Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and I'm forgetting the last one. Oh, Anchor. That's what it is, Anchor. So it's Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Anchor. And Spotify. So those are the four podcasts that are sponsoring this page, and I appreciate Apple and all the other podcasts that I mentioned for their support. And like I said, we will go live with this page actually next Saturday, being the 4th of February, the first Saturday in February. And we will be coming to you live every Saturday at 10 a.m. And we will have reports, like I said, from the Pass Troubles Police Department, Pass Troubles Fire Department, and Pass Troubles Emergency Services, and some with even Pass Troubles City. So we could have the mayor on. He may want to get on here and kind of say who he is and just kind of see where this goes. This is just a project that's been on my mind for a couple years, and I haven't really had the opportunity to get out and do it. And now that I do, and now that we do, now we're kind of seeing what we can and can't do and what works and what doesn't. So, okay, guys, I'm going to leave you guys here. I'm going to leave you guys at that. Thank you so much for being a part of this morning. Like I said, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns about anything regarding this podcast or Pass Troubles Incidents in Action as a whole, please feel free to email me at a.reed39@yahoo.com. That is spelled A as in apple, dot, that period. My last name, Reed, R-E-E-D, and then 3939@yahoo.com. All right. So look forward to episode one coming next Saturday at 10 a.m. And we will have a report for this last week. All right. You guys be blessed and stay safe.